you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
For our CEO conversation this evening, we have in the studio CEO of McDonald's South Africa, Greg Solomon. So he speaks to us about one of the biggest names in the food fast food industry. And since its opening in 1995, McDonald's South Africa has grown in leaps and bounds into household names, serving millions of customers and expanding its footprint across the country. But from navigating economic shifts and changing consumer preferences to embracing innovation and sustainability, McDonald's South Africa has continuously adapted to remain a leader in the quick service restaurant industry. And of course, the man credited with some of that is Greg Solomon. He's been at the helm for 15 years, and he joins us to share some of his milestones at McDonald's South Africa. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Tepiso. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. No happy meal, so I'm not happy.
I didn't want to disturb our conversation. We only got a few minutes.
We just have, so let's take a quick bite into that. So looking back at that, by the way, we're speaking with the Afternoon Drive team, and Skumbo was saying, you know, if I could have a conversation with him, I wonder if he eats McDonald's. So what's your answer to that?
5 times a week at least.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so and it's a good thing, because obviously there's a professional aspect of it. You've got to buy into the product that you sell, and you've got to create it into a brand that you personally would be happy to be associated with and enjoy. What are the pillars of that for you? And was it like that? And I'm not just saying toot your own horn, but I just want to also understand your journey.
I mean, let's take that into context first. The average customer, South African customer, visits McDonald's 2 times a month. So I'm a heavy, heavy user. But listen, when I visit the restaurants, which is most of my time, we got to look at the customer and we got to look at the product. So for me, I got to be able to do that and sample the product, because fresh, good food means happy customers. So that's the first thing.
And do you do that incognito, by the way, when you go to a McDonald's?
I'm struggling to be the invisible boss, unfortunately. Okay. You know, with social media and our own internal Facebook, I think everybody knows who I am now. But I'll have to grow my beard a little bit longer and try to do that. But I go as much as I can unannounced. But look, the bottom line really is, it's not just about Big Macs and French fries. Mm. I mean, we got McCafe. So when I go to go often for coffee, I go often for a toasted panini type. We got a new toasted sandwich in McCafe. My favorite is a quarter pounder deluxe. I don't always necessarily eat always French fries. I go there for a coffee frappe. So there's a variety of different products. That's the beautiful thing about this brand. Many of our restaurants are 24/7. We got breakfast, we got lunch, we got dinner, and we got snack.
And market share and adaptability is something that personally I've always been fascinated about in terms of the McDonald's brand. Obviously, wherever you go, there is a McDonald's anywhere in the world. But what I've always found fascinating is how the brand manages to assimilate to the food culture in that country, like we have here in South Africa. There's a buri breakfast, etc., etc.
Chicken fold over buri, yeah.
Exactly. So what has been your understanding of adaptability, keeping with the franchise brand, but also making sure that you appeal to the South African palate and bring something that is desirable? But
so, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we're a hamburger business, and we want to be authentic to serving hamburgers. Our origin is in the U.S., so we come with this big, you know, U.S. hamburger business. But we've been here for 30 years. In November, we're going to celebrate 30 years, and we truly become local. And as you said quite rightly, we've adapted our palate to address our market. We're in all 9 provinces. We're in some of the rural areas. We're in the remote areas. To be successful as a food brand and reach over 400 or 500 odd restaurants, you got to reach to all South African people, and that's sort of what we've done. We've been called to good quality beef, good quality chicken, good quality tastes, I call it freedom within a framework. I'd say around the world, we're not that different as South Africans. Around the world, we share about 50% of our palate, and then the rest we can tweak it to a local flavor. A little bit more spicy here in South Africa too.
So you have received accolades, including being top employer for 2025. and Top Employers Institute. I'm curious about your own journey as well, because you didn't just start off as CEO. You've been in a McDonald's within the structures before. So let's talk workforce, let's talk culture. What do you think you get right and what have been the challenges?
Well, we're 15,000 employees across nine different provinces. We're multicultural in many, many ways. We represent the South African, you know, population deeply, deeply. And we don't talk about one big brand. We talk about 400 little communities. And I think that's important. My journey started 29 years ago. McDonald's is turning 30. I've literally been with McDonald's, you know, since they're born in this country. I started off as a civil engineer building McDonald's restaurants. And after about five, six, 7 years, the then CEO said, would I join operations? I said, no, I didn't study engineering to join operations and make hamburgers. And that's another story. We don't have enough time. He then took the offer away. And then anyway, 3 months later, after the joke was finished, I joined. I went into the restaurants, trained there for a year, running a restaurant, Auckland Park McDonald's, and then progressed into operations. And now the CEO for the last 15 years, and cut my teeth in supply chain and in human capital and marketing. And, you know, McDonald's is you can stay that long in McDonald's talking about culture is because people grow in McDonald's. We talk about the university, but we talk about the university of life. In Sandton, we've got a hamburger university. Professor Lydia Ngobo is our professor there. We train 3,500 students every single year through the university.
What do you train them in? I'm just curious about.
Well, we don't train them to make hamburgers. Because the restaurant managers are skilled to do that. But we train them to be leaders. We train them to understand financial concepts. We train them how to manage people. We train them how to articulate themselves. And that's why I say, you know, any person who needs a matric comes, works at McDonald's. Colin Messina is a good example. Started off in Blackheath 30 years ago as a crew sweeping the floor. Through Hamburg University, through his tenacity, through his bravery, through his education. He's probably got an equivalent of an MBA now, and he's got 1,000 employees. You know, he's an operation area manager, runs an area for us. We're touching on culture and purpose. We're touching on education changes the world. But truly, truly, truly in McDonald's, the spirit of education, the spirit of growth, prosperity, of career, is very, very powerful and centered to who we are.
So I mentioned market share earlier on. The world is evolving. People's tastes change and people also become health conscious. But as you said, the brand stands, you know, on its own as, yes, it's an American brand, but it's come here to South Africa. When you were actually speaking about the first ones, I thought about there was the one in Small Street. I can't remember.
Randburg, Small Street.
Yes, but the first two that opened in downtown Johannesburg. And I remember
Carlton Centre. Yeah.
Yes, Carlton Centre. Actually, interestingly enough, one of my uncles owned one of the first McDonald's in this country. Yes, and it's quite interesting to just look at the culture then, how people saw McDonald's, and not to mention another brand, and I won't mention it, but it came to South Africa with much fanfare, especially at Sandton City. It was backed up for 2 months. You had to stay in a queue, a perpetual queue. But I'm talking here resilience. I'm talking here innovation. What are your leadership insights on what has made McDonald's survive some of these changes and still maintain the level of market share that it has?
So innovation is sometimes doing things new, funky, cool, first time. But innovation is often doing the same thing differently. So there's lots of things that have evolved over time, being the future leaders of McDonald's, being the type of food that we serve, the introduction of McCafe, which is one of the biggest coffee brands in South Africa right now, the introduction of breakfast, the introduction of 24/7, the modernization of our restaurants. Those are all things that have changed over time. The digitization, the fourth industrial revolution, how we treat, how we interact with our people now on cell phones. Those are all things that have to change over time. But sometimes there's things that just don't change because that's the essence of your brands. Maybe it's in our menu. Maybe it's in the value. Maybe it's in the speed of service. Maybe it's in the drive-through. So I term it as like the power of five. Every time something changes by 5x, five times, One employee, five employees. Five employees, 25 employees. 1 million rand profit, 5 million rand profit. Your business needs to fundamentally change. And I think that's what McDonald's has done over the last 30 years. It's fundamentally changed and modernized. If you go into our restaurants now, it's you're interacting with digital computers, you're customizing your orders, you're choosing whether you want salt, no salt, ice, no ice. You're getting a host that's greeting and talking to you. It's evolved to be a cool, modern place. And I think that's the crucial thing, staying with the famous French fries, strawberry shakes, and the Big Mac.
Expansion, I think you've opened how many more stores since you started? What?
Well, since I started, we only had four restaurants. Mm-hmm. But since I've been CEO, we've added about 250 restaurants. We just crossed over 400 restaurants, yeah. And now our eyes are set on the big 500. So it's a matter about not about when. It's not about if. It's certainly about when.
So when you're strategizing as a business, obviously you have to look at what the competition does, juxtapose against your own offerings. Mm. South Africans undoubtedly like chicken. McDonald's has chicken, but it's a different brand of a chicken in the way that it's prepared. What does it say about the South African market, but also just your principles, your values as McDonald's that you think will also keep you in the game for far longer?
Mm. I mean, you talked about brands that come to South Africa and you open up these huge lines and lines for days and days and days. Well, you know, that's the vanity part. The sanity part or the real part is, you know, are you building a brand that can be here for 30 years? Are you building a brand that can survive in Colton Center, in Randburg, in Towandu, in Musina, in Delft, in Cape Town? Are you building a brand that can scale? And so your first 10 years, you talk about it, the first 5 years is building that brand, you know, affiliating yourself. You can't just build brands that live in Sandton and Randburg. You've got to be able to merge them throughout and evolve throughout the years that you grow. So I think that's the crucial essence.
And any challenges that you encountered during your tenure that you think are lessons learned, you know, for the transition, whoever is coming in next?
Always challenges. There's always challenges. I mean, the hard thing is you're going to fall down often. But when you fall down, you've got to get up and you learn from these lessons. Failures are good as long as you fail once. Failures twice in a row, failures three times in a row, those are big errors, but they're learning points for us. I would probably say I've made some bad real estate decisions. I've chosen the wrong sites in many, many cases. I've made some bad business decisions. I've put some bad products into the marketplace. I don't regret any of those. I think some of the hardest decisions...
Any particular, just in terms of bad product choices? I'm curious.
Oh, no, I can't tell you that.
Okay.
No, let's say I chose a shake that was that wasn't good enough. We've made some mistakes in shakes or some sauces or some nugget dips, okay, or things like that. But I think the
caramel frappe is a good choice.
The caramel frappe. I say the customers, you know, the favorite Oreo McFlurry. We did a mud pie McFlurry at some point in time, and that's just a Oreo with some chocolate and caramel. So the customers hate us for taking that off. So we can't always keep, you know, thousands of products. We've got to really be focused, and that's one of the core values of our business: keeping things focused. But back to your question on failures. Probably not huge failures, but the hardest leadership challenges for me have always been people. People is at the center of our call, keeping the talent coming through the business, looking for the next future leaders that are going to take this business to the next 30 years.
And let's end on a good note. If you had to pick one memory during your leadership of McDonald's, the CEO, that really stood out for you as a gratifying moment of, you know, this is why it had to be me. Not in a vain way, but where you could see yourself, who you are, mirrored onto whatever it is you were doing.
Mm. I mean, it would have to be the period of COVID when our restaurants closed down. But I don't want to leave you on a very morbid moment that's emotional for me and inspirational for me, because it has. But I'll leave you with maybe a more uplifting one. Is our restaurant in Sammy Marks in Tshwane. It's an icon, worldwide renowned, beautiful architecture restaurant. The idea was pitched to me to say this will be one of the best McDonald's in South Africa, looking the greatest, working the greatest, really kicking on. And one of our teams of young women architects came to me, pitched the idea to me. And essentially what's powerful about this is that it's not in the middle of Sandton, nor is it in the middle of Fourways. It's in downtown Tshwane, Sammy Marks. It's one of our icon restaurants, thought by a lady, architect by a lady, builder, a lady, restaurant manager, a lady, operations manager, a lady, director of operations, a lady. And they've basically just turned this profile of who does what in this business incredibly and paved the way for future leaders in the business. It's an incredible story, and it has much more depth than I've actually given you tonight.
I know I said that was the last question, but let me put you in the donut hole. Which is your best McDonald's meal?
It's got to be the Quarter Pounder Deluxe for me. I mean, that's the champion of champions. It's got just the right ratio of beef and a little bit of extra tang to it too.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking to us, sharing that with us. The CEO of McDonald's SA, Greg Solomon, he is our CEO interview.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.